Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is part two of Rose by Another Name, written by Dan Beckman. You may remember that in part one, Rose and Bruce are celebrating their 35th anniversary. Their daughter Melody and her boyfriend Todd's zombie dinner plans fell through, so it looks like they'll be dining with her parents.
Is that dinner invite still good? Our night just opened up.
Oh, of course, honey. What happened?
Incredible Apocalypse just closed down. Apparently some genius brought a real corpse. Now the whole place is blocked off. There's crime scene tape everywhere.
Ooh, that's awful.
This just happened?
Yeah.
And you've been here the whole time?
Daddy, Todd didn't do it.
Yeah, you've got a point. Well, my suspect's got an alibi, but I bet he'd crack under the right kind of interrogation. Any ideas?
Dinner won't be ready for another half hour. Melody, why don't you show Todd around the house?
All right, come on.
I give up.
We haven't even started yet.
I mean the case. What we have here is a clear-cut case of delinquency, and the only delinquent we know has been here the whole time.
Oh, honey, give it a rest. The boy didn't do it. Case closed.
Not so fast. He may not be guilty of this particular disaster, but that doesn't mean he's all innocent. Besides, I bet we could still pin it on him. He's not all that bright. Perfect patsy.
Bruce, are you being this way because I invited Melody and Todd to have dinner with us?
No, Melody is always welcome to have dinner with us.
Todd, too.
Hold on a minute. Let's not be too hasty. Can we talk about this?
We are talking about this. Now, if you have a legitimate reason not to want Todd here, then I'm willing to hear you out. If not,
yeah,
though...
Honey, it's not just dinner. It's much bigger than that. It's about Melody's life and the choices.
It's Melody's life, Bruce. She gets to make those choices, even if you don't like all of them.
I'm not saying she can't. I'm all for her making...
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying that as her father, I have some concerns.
Well, I'm her mother, and I'm not concerned.
Well, maybe you should be. Then again, maybe you shouldn't be.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's a man thing, honey. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you explain it to me? No, you know what? Why don't you mansplain it to me?
I'm trying to mansplain it to you. Will you stop woman-terrupting me?
Fine. Let's hear it.
Melody's our youngest daughter. Her happiness is very important to me. I'm concerned that her choices, most notably her selection of partners, won't result in the kind of happiness I want for her. Also, tonight is a very special night for you and me. And on such a special night, I don't want to have to babysit.
Well, I understand that. I've already invited them. Do you really want me to uninvite them?
No. I want Melody to have dinner with us, and I want that enough to put up with her guest.
Good.
Well, that's it for the tour.
Looks like you've lost your tourist.
Things are looking up already.
Last stop was in the kitchen. Todd was particularly interested in the dish. He wants to help. Mom, you better go in there and make sure he doesn't burn the house down.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't talk that way.
Hey, I love him, but that doesn't mean I'd let him mess around in my kitchen.
Ooh, all right, I'll be right back.
I'm sorry to hear about your dinner plans.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I mean it. Your mother and I are thrilled to have you here. We just hope that spending an evening with us won't be too big of a letdown from your monster mash shindig.
Daddy, you should know better. You and Mom are never a letdown. To tell you the truth, I didn't really have my heart set on that show anyway.
That's my girl.
Not to say it didn't sound interesting. A plague of undead show up in the middle of Alabama? An Alabama murder mystery? What could be better than that, right? But Todd's taking it kind of hard.
Well, we don't offer zombie shows, but we have a spot at the table for him.
That's good enough. So, do you have any exciting plans for my birthday this year?
I thought we'd skip it this year.
You skipped it last year.
And it was so much fun, why not do it again?
Daddy. Were you and Mom expecting company?
No, but we've been surprised before. Go ahead and open it.
Dear Lord, I found heaven.
Excuse me?
Pardon me, young lady. I came to ask if this is still the Hamilton residence, but now that I've seen you, that seems of little importance.
It is?
Hallelujah!
The Hamilton residence, I mean?
Oh, well, good. I'm an old friend of Rose and Bruce, and I came to surprise them and wish them a happy anniversary.
I didn't catch your name.
Apologies, young miss. My name is Matthew Dander. What's yours?
Melody Hamilton. Bruce and Rose are my parents.
I'd ask if I've come at a bad time, but looking at you, I've suddenly forgotten what a bad time is.
Go ahead and let him in, Melody. Tell your mother we have another guest. Come on in, Matt. It's good to see you.
Thanks, Bruce. Congratulations.
Thank you. 35 years. It's quite an accomplishment.
Indeed. Speaking of accomplishments, how about that daughter of yours? You should be mighty proud, Daddy-O. She's quite a knockout.
She's 19.
Too old.
Matthew Dander, as I live and breathe.
Rose, my love, you look exquisite. I swear you get younger and younger each time I see you.
How many more visits will it be before she's back in your age range?
What?
Pay him no mind.
She never does.
What brings you to our humble home today, Matthew?
A little bird told me it was your anniversary, and I was in the neighborhood, and I just had to stop by.
Well, how considerate of you. We were just talking about you, you know.
Were you? Nothing too scandalous, I hope. Stories of that sort aren't suitable for youngsters.
Or oldsters.
Daddy, you're not old.
Wanna bet? I learned to parallel park with a team of horses.
Don't listen to him, honey. He heard someone say that at church, and he's been dying to use it ever since. Oh, yes. Well, my sister read your book and sent me a copy. It actually just arrived earlier today.
That's fantastic. You're gonna love it. I did so enjoy writing it. Rose, you just made my day.
Well, it was my pleasure. How fortunate for you that you happened to be in this end of town when you had your sudden urge to come and wish us a happy anniversary.
Yeah, well, the salon where Tina gets her nails done is nearby, and we were headed there when I got the notification. She didn't want to stop, but I told her...
Notification?
Well, yeah, on Facebook. Gives me notifications on important dates for all my friends.
Your Facebook buddies with my wife?
So, this is Tina with you right now?
Well, yeah, she's out in the car.
Go get her. I want to meet her.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
All right. I'll be right back.
How long have you two been Facebook buddies?
Oh, Bruce, it's nothing.
Is she even legal?
Of course she is, you racist. She's got her green card and everything. Ow, you do, right?
I was born here.
I knew that. Rose, Bruce, I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine, Tina. Ow! What the hell was that for?
I'm not Tina. I'm Nina.
Are you sure? Oh, that's right. Nina's the nice one. I meant Tina. Tina's the nice one. Will you stop that? Where's Tina?
She stayed in the car.
Matthew, not to pry or to be too personal, but just how many dates do you have?
Hold on.
Oh, five chicks? I'm a fan.
Everyone, this is Tina, Nina, Katie, Sadie, and April. Girls, this is my dear friend Rose, her husband Bruce, their daughter Melanie, to whom I hope to be more aptly acquainted in the very near future.
Don't count on it.
And this is Todd, my boyfriend, my very steady boyfriend.
For now, pleasure to meet you all.
Likewise. Very lovely to meet you, all of you.
Matthew, you never told us you were a daycare worker.
Hey, don't bring me down, Bruce.
Melody and Todd had their dinner plans at Incredibly Apocalypse, but it seems those plans have fallen through.
Oh, I know. I just got the news myself. That is such a bummer. I love Incredible Apocalypse. We go there all the time. They've actually contacted me and asked to use one of my plays for their dinner theater shows.
You said yes, right?
Damn right I said yes. What writer wouldn't want to see one of his shows done by zombies?
What show did you submit?
It's called A Song for the Soul.
That sounds romantic.
Oh, it is. It's a love story, and like every good love story, it has a high body count.
I beg your pardon?
There are plenty of examples. Romeo and Juliet, a Braveheart.
Titanic.
There you go. Anyway, they took it and adapted it. Now it's A Song for the Sole Survivor. Too bad some idiot brought a real corpse to the place.
No kidding. I love that place. I was going to take Melody tonight. It would have been her first time.
You've never been to Incredible Apocalypse before? What's the matter with you?
It's called a life. Don't look at me like that. Mom and Dad haven't been there either.
Oh, what a shame. You guys would have loved it.
You think so?
I know, Rose. You would have loved Days of Our Afterlife. It's a zombie soap opera.
Aren't they all?
You still like them, don't you, Rose? You used to watch them all the time.
I've been working hard at getting that under control. I still binge some, but not near as much as I used to. I still have my favorites and my guilty pleasures. For example, I watch General Hospital religiously. But not the other ones anymore. I gave up on All My Children years ago.
It shows.
So, Matthew, what are you working on these days?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm actually doing a comedy that features a rivalry between a convenience store and a neighboring sporting goods store. The owners are brothers who are in constant competition, which fuels the feud.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Hey, I wrote a song that would be perfect for a play like that. I got it here with me on this flash drive. Do you want to hear it?
I don't deal with that stuff. Give it to my bitches.
What?
They like it when I call them that.
Hello? Oh, hey, Wendy. It's my sister. Excuse me.
I'm going to check the food.
I'll help.
I just want to say, I'm a fan. I haven't even seen any of your shows yet, but I'm going to now. And I hope I'm as cool as you are when I'm old.
Old?
What I meant was...
Old?
No, I didn't mean...
Just how old do you think I am?
I don't know, like 50-something?
Oh, I like you, kid.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Disappointing news from your sister?
She's having car trouble and won't be able to make it.
I can pick her up.
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that, Todd. Really?
It's no trouble at all. Text me her address.
You go 3 blocks down and turn right. Take that until you get to the freeway. You want to head south and take the second exit. Stay on that road for another 4 blocks, then turn left into the subdivision, and it's the third house on the right. You can't miss it. The walls are magenta.
Follow the directions and look for the purple house.
Got it.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for stopping by and gracing us with your presence on our special day. If you weren't so busy, I'd ask you to stay and have dinner with us. Bruce and I would love for you to join us for dinner. Wouldn't we, Bruce?
Sure.
I'm not busy.
Really? I couldn't keep you from your evening plans any longer.
No trouble at all. Here, Nina, you and the girls get yourself something to eat. And do some shopping. I don't care how much you spend, as long as whatever you get is easily removable. And I mean very easy. I'm talking Velcro.
I gotta hand it to you, Dander. You really know how to live.
I get by. But you know, it's not always as easy as it looks.
Well, since you're staying, why don't I give you a tour of the house?
I'd be delighted.
Where's Todd?
He went to pick up Aunt Wendy. She's having car trouble. They'll be back in a bit.
Lead the way, fair lady.
Hey.
Hey.
He's coming back.
I know. He didn't even say he was leaving or ask me if I wanted to go with him.
Oh, cheer up, baby butt.
Dad, don't call me that.
I always call you that.
Well, maybe I don't want you to.
Well, maybe you can tell me why.
I don't think it's such an unreasonable request, at least as long as Mom's pervert friend is here.
Good point. So you feeling better yet?
Not really.
I could sing to you. That'll cheer you up.
That won't work this time.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Daddy's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond's made of glass, Daddy's gonna kick the jeweler's ass. I told you. Rose, your sister's here.
Hello, Bruce. Melody, it's so nice to see you again.
Hi, Aunt Wendy.
You didn't tell me it was nice to see me.
Bruce, please, let me get in and hang up my coat before we start lying to each other.
Touché.
Wendy!
Rosie!
Will Fred be stopping by?
Well, I suppose you had to find out sooner or later. Fred and I are separated, and have been for a while now. I'd like to pass along his regrets that he couldn't make it, but he doesn't have any. He's out somewhere with another woman.
That's just heartbreaking. And wouldn't you know it, Matthew's date left him for another woman, too.
Really?
True story.
Well, you know what they say.
No, I don't.
That's because they say it behind your back.
Oh, you awful man.
That's me. I put the R-U in rude.
Well, if it's a question of are you, then the answer is clearly yes.
Oh, Wendy, put you in a room full of men and your answer is always yes.
Now, children, play nice.
Oh, I was just getting good.
Rosie, dear, show me where I can get something to drink.
Sorry, we're fresh out of the souls of the damned. Come back later.
Right this way.
Brr, it's getting cold in here.
Are you kidding? The storm front just left the room. It's warming up already.
I said I was sorry. How many more times do I have to say it?
And in blows another cold front.
I don't want you to be sorry. I want you to be considerate.
Your mom asked me...
Don't try to shift the blame here.
Will you just listen to me? I was doing your mom a favor. She made it sound urgent. She practically pushed me out the door. I really didn't think you'd mind.
That's the problem. You really didn't think.
I did too think. I thought I was helping. I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, what was I supposed to think? I left the room for a minute, and when I came back, you were gone. You left without a word about it. For all I knew, you were out with Dander's harem.
Sweetheart, don't say harem.
Yeah, think of him as my own personal artistic.
Peanut gallery? Zip it. I don't want to hear that you're sorry. I want to be sure this isn't going to happen again. Think about that for a bit.
I'm so screwed. What am I gonna do?
Don't look at me, kid. You brought that hell spawn into my house. I say you got off easy.
I'm serious. I have to make it up to her big time. Her birthday's coming up. What should I buy?
A flak jacket.
And a cup.
Mr. Dander, I need your help. What should I do?
You want my advice?
Yeah. You're like the coolest person here by far.
Well, that's very true. Well, here, give me your phone. Siri, download Plenty of Fish.
All right, what's up?
Todd wants some advice on how to make things better with Melody, and I thought...
And you thought of me.
I thought of you. Well, who better, really?
Good point.
What can I get her that'll make her happy?
Well, Todd, you're in luck. I happen to know what she wants.
Tell me.
She doesn't want something flashy or shiny. She wants something simpler.
Something dull, boring, routine, and uneventful.
Monopoly?
Yeah, Todd, that's what she wants. Get her Monopoly. What could possibly go wrong?
I never figured her for the board game type.
What'd I miss?
Nothing too exciting, just a love boat on rough seas, and my darling husband is trying to scuttle it.
You're right. That doesn't sound exciting.
We're trying to help Todd figure out what Melody wants.
Well, that's easy. She wants monogamy.
Very good, Matthew.
And just what would you know of that?
Hey, I'm the king of monogamy. I'm perfectly monogamous with each of my girls at the same time.
That's very impressive.
Look who I found sulking in the corner.
Melody, honey, come join us.
So, Matt, did Wendy tell you that she'd read your book?
No, she didn't. Excellent segue, by the way.
Thank you.
I just loved your book, Matthew. I simply couldn't put it down.
Well, thank you, Wendy. That's very kind of you.
It took me back to the old days. I just love the way you captured those memories. The long hours of rehearsals, the pre-show jitters, the cheers from the crowd.
Ah, those were the days.
I sent Rosie a copy. I just know she's going to love it.
I certainly hope so.
Speaking of your book, there's something I wanted to ask you. Whatever happened between you and Violet Sheldon?
Did I mention Violet Sheldon in the book?
Well, of course you did. Right here, at the end of chapter 3, you told the story of meeting her during the first audition of your first play. See? Look.
I didn't bring my glasses. I'm afraid I can't see a thing without them.
He's even a macular degenerate.
A witty barb, from the peanut gallery, no less. I'm impressed.
We aim to please.
The words on the page, though cold and unrehearsed, were music from her lips, like unto a ringing of a bell.
Oh, yes, Violet Sheldon.
Who is Violet Sheldon?
She was an actress that Matthew had a crush on for, like, about 100 years.
It was four years.
She and Matthew had a little thing going for a while.
They were quite a pair.
We were.
They had excellent chemistry.
Enough to light up Las Vegas.
So, what happened?
Back then, her star was rising, and she didn't want to give it up for a relationship with me.
That's so sad.
It wasn't a total loss, though. She was the perfect inspiration for my third great comedy, There's No I in Diva.
Be nice.
What? I think it's a fine title for a third-rate comedy.
Still, my heart breaks for you.
Don't feel too bad for him. He has his own artistic committee.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
So, Rose, did Melody tell you about the adventure we had today?
No, she didn't, but I'd love to hear all about it.
We went shopping and I found the perfect present, so of course I had to buy it. The thing is, they were out of stock at the store, so I had to order it online. Well, I got through the checkout process, but they didn't ask me if I wanted to change the payment information. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, Mom, you bought your own present.
Figures.
So, how have you been, Wendy? Last time I saw you, you were stealing hometown hearts in the community theater. What happened since?
She got old.
Bruce.
I'm only 57.
And you don't look a day over 73.
You knew Aunt Wendy in her theater days?
Oh, yes, and her mother, too. They were both very talented actresses.
After you left, I went on to star in several murder mystery plays. They once called me the heartthrob of the macabre.
An exquisite title.
After that, I went to college to study opera and fell in love with all things Italian, not the least of which was Antonio, a gorgeous tenor who was always cast opposite me. He had such dreamy eyes and spoke with the most lust-inducing accent. He could melt my heart simply by reading the phone book.
You'd need a book that size to get through all the ice.
Jealousy rears its ugly head.
You got me there.
Oh, but those were the days. I spent year after year singing on those stages and falling into Antonio's arms. A romance like that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Very rare. Why, you'd sooner find someone who hasn't read Harry Potter than find another love like ours.
Who?
I think he was the colonel in MASH.
No. He was the villain in It's a Wonderful Life.
You guys have never read Harry Potter? You are so uncultured. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
What was that?
Nothing.
That was not nothing.
No, it's just, you know.
You've never read Harry Potter? But you told me you did.
Well, yeah, kinda.
What do you mean, kinda? How do you kinda read Harry Potter?
I watched the movies with subtitles on.
OMG, I just cannot even right now.
So, whatever happened with Antonio?
She got old.
Bruce.
What? It's true.
Sadly, it is. I thought Antonio and I would last forever. We never spoke of marriage. Neither of us were interested in it. We didn't need anything official. But toward the end of our 10th year together, I caught him. backstage with a starry-eyed mezzo-soprano. I was crushed. I'd given him the best years of my life, only to be cast aside, put out to pasture. Shortly thereafter, I met Fred. Fred was nothing like Antonio. He didn't sing, didn't act.
Didn't still live at his mom's house?
True. Being such good friends with Bruce didn't earn him any points, that's for sure.
Lord knows I tried to warn him, poor guy.
Yes, and for all the effort you put in, he married me anyway. What's that tell you?
He must have broken a mirror.
You've led a pretty exotic life, Aunt Wendy. Maybe you should write a book like Mom.
Rosie, you're writing a book?
I am.
Tell us all about it.
I only just started, but it's an adventure romance, based loosely on my marriage with Bruce.
Well, you'll have to let me know when it's done. I'd love to put it on stage.
I would love that, Matthew. I'll send you the first copy as soon as it's finished. I must say, the thought of our story being put on stage thrills me. You must get a very good actor for the leading man.
No question about it, my dear. It would take nothing less than the best stage actor to portray someone so trite and dull.
If by trite and dull, you mean manly and cool.
Oh, Bruce, he didn't mean anything by it.
No bother. I'm a tough case, rugged and complex, whose untamed masculinity is near impossible for the average theater geek to replicate.
Yeah, Bruce!
That is so going into the play.
Is that what you do now, Matthew? Put other people's love stories on stage?
I've written a few of my own.
Have you had a few of your own?
He has a few of his own.
What, dear?
Nothing. Kids say the darndest things, don't they?
Gosh, Mr. Dander, you speak like such an expert on kids and the things they say. Spend much time with any? Kids, I mean.
What a great sense of humor, this girl. What a joker. Anybody else really digging this weather?
You haven't answered my question.
Oh, yes, you have a question. Remind me, dear, what is it?
Have you had a love story other than the theater vixen?
Well, there was one. She and I were high school sweethearts, but lost touch after graduation. A few years later, we reconnected, and boy, did we reconnect. That was one love. She was the best girlfriend I ever had.
What happened?
We had to break it up. She was sleeping with another man.
Why on earth would she do that?
She was married to him.
Charming.
Saw that coming.
Well, what about the Sheldon lady? Have you thought about reconnecting with her?
Probably not.
Why not?
She got old.
True. Still, she might have a daughter.
Oh, that's heinous.
You're heinous.
You're heinous.
Oh, I'm heinous.
You put the H in heinous.
You put the anus in heinous.
Boys, boys, boys.
He started it.
Well, it's about time for dinner to be done. Perhaps it's best if we all start moving towards the dining room.
Finally, just the two of us.
I seem to remember asking you to behave.
Are you kidding me right now? We finally have a moment to ourselves and you're going to use it to give me the old behave speech again?
Bruce.
I seem to remember telling you I didn't want to feel like a babysitter on our special day.
I don't want to fight with you.
Me neither. I just get so frustrated sometimes.
Oh, I understand. We have some people here who can be pretty frustrating.
You mean that?
Of course. And not just you, either.
They make an interesting pair.
Like a match made in heaven.
Princess personality and Prince Charmless. They're perfect for each other.
They're both so self-absorbed, they do nothing but get in each other's way.
Very true. He doesn't offer anything that resembles commitment to any of his partners, and she never requires it from any of hers.
You're right. But I still don't see them going far.
I do. I just close my eyes and think happy thoughts, and I could see them going very far. Away from here. You could have married him, you know.
What a thought.
Well, you could have. And you would have been able to buy not only this house, but every house on this block.
I'd still have to go through life with a name like Mrs. Dander.
You know I would never let that happen.
It almost did. I could have been Mrs. Dander.
Oh, Rose. You know I'd love you no matter what your name was.
Happy anniversary, Bruce.
Happy anniversary, Rose.
You have been listening to Part 2 of Rose by Another Name by Dan Beckman. Our cast featured Sherry Unmack as Rose, John Welsh as Bruce, Linda Reagan as Wendy, Morea Gore as Melody and Nina, Dan Beckman as Todd, Don Singrani as Dander, and Jim Dowling as the delivery man. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Bagatoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.